Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL, and I'm joined by Matt Horner, and we have a Thursday Night Football odds boost for all of you today on Daniel Jones to have over 199.5 passing yards and over 29.5 rushing yards, boosted to plus 225 at Caesars. What do you think of this one, Matt?
Yeah, I absolutely love this one. I have a feeling I'm going to be on the Giants tonight, which may be a mistake. I don't know, but we'll see later when I post it on X. I don't mind this. 200 passing yards really isn't a ton to clear. The rushing yards is very interesting. Actually, I was reading this morning, in the last three games he's faced against Dallas, he's gone over 40 rushing yards. So for some reason, when he faces the Cowboys, he just really does well when it comes to rushing the football. Taking him for a sprinkle for an anytime touchdown, Daniel Jones, I don't mind that either. But yeah, for this boost, honestly, if you want to put like a quarter or a half down on it, I don't mind it.
Well, I like that very much because I am also on the Giants tonight. So that's really good to know. Now I'm very confident in that, hopefully. plus 225 at Caesars, where you get this boost and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM, where you bet $10 and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. And head to odyssey.com/BetQL for everything you need to bet tonight and every day and throughout the entire
all the time.
Every day, all the time. It's BetQL time all the time at odyssey.com/BetQL. And of course, follow us on Twitter at @sharp_side_ and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for today? I'm going to Major League Baseball because it's still going on. We're not even into the playoffs yet. So there's still a lot of time left for baseball bets, but I'm taking Fernando Tatis Jr. to hit a home run against the Dodgers plus 350 at BetMGM. He has two home runs in his last three games, with one just yesterday and four in his last nine games. And against Walker Buehler, he's batting 308 with four home runs already, and he has four singles against him as well. So it's either a home run or a single. So I feel like tonight's going to be a home run. And Walker Buehler has allowed five home runs over his last four starts and has a 5.63 ERA. So Fernando Tatis Jr. to hit a home run feels pretty good today.
There you go. I don't mind that at all. The White Sox, we still have not broken the record, everybody.
Unbelievable, Matt.
We've delayed it the last 2 days by beating the Angels, who are a disgraceful, terrible baseball team, just like we are. So I'm not shocked. It's going to come, though. We can't win four straight games, especially the next series against the Tigers in Detroit. They need those wins. So we're going to lose at some point here. But you know what? I'm proud of the White Sox. Yeah. They're showing some heart. You know, they're not just giving up and just dropping it. We're showing some heart to delay the record. So I love that.
Yeah, now they're showing heart. Would it really matter?
Yeah, right when they're about to break the all-time losing record, be the worst team in the history of the sport. Now where they're just like, oh, we better show some pride, guys, and actually win some games.
Love
that. Unbelievable. All right, so I'm going to go to the NFL this weekend. I'm going to take, this is disgusting, and mind you, this line actually isn't available right now, but I think it will become available later in the week. I picked it up. It became available for a small little while. Jacksonville Jaguars plus 7 against the Houston Texans. Getting that touchdown, I think, is key in this game. It came available at BetMGM for about like a half an hour, and then it was gone because people bet it like right away. Getting that 7 points is the key. The Jaguars, as we know, got embarrassed on Monday Night Football. They got destroyed in every which way by the Buffalo Bills. Nobody wants to take them. It's disgusting, but sharps, the sharp bettors are going to be taking that touchdown against the Texans for sure. The Texans haven't covered a spread this year. Honestly, I haven't been that impressed with the Texans, but you know the public is going to be all over CJ Stroud against Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars. You absolutely know that. So give me the Jags to keep this close after they got blown out last week. Try to get that 7 points. I expect money to come in on the favorite closer to game time, and you may be able to get a 7 for a decent price.
Very nice. Get in on our bets and the odds boost plus 225 at Caesars, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.